Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Lots to cover tonight. Mark, we're going to start with an email that you got about a blight on the Liberty Movement.
That's what it says.
We'll find out what that's all about here. And then we'll tell you a story from one of America's airports, the first to the email box. And, of course, your calls are primary if you make them.
Okay. The title is Noncompliant Blight on the Liberty Movement from Matthew. Ask any non-compliant anarcho-type libertarian how they would prevent somebody's house getting raided if they're growing pot, and they'll dance around giving a straight answer, but won't ever give you a straight answer. Because the answer is, to prevent any pot smoker's house getting raided by the authorities is to engage in the electoral governmental system and getting
a
prohibition.
To prevent people from raiding your grow op, you just keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
Yeah, you keep your mouth shut, and you be careful about the heat. That should prevent it.
Well, I think there are a number of assumptions underlying.
I got the same email, and there are a number of assumptions underlying it, and I thought
I didn't
to myself,
get this email.
Yeah, I don't know how
but
I got it.
Apparently, you're not in the loop.
Apparently not.
Engaging the electoral governmental system is something that non-compliant anarcho-type libertarians don't do, and they often knock the more classical liberal-type libertarians, classical liberal, for working within the governmental electoral system. I say it's long
overdue. I just think you're wasting your time, that's all.
You can do it if you want.
I've done it before, so whatever.
That's knocking. Well, I say it's long overdue that classic liberals hit back and hit back hard because it's the non-compliant anarcho-type libertarians that have become the blight on the liberty movement.
Oh, really? I would think that the unprincipled people like Bob Barr are a blight on the liberty movement. But okay, let's hear
more
his
blight.
Case. I feel like that L.A. guy,
everywhere.
Can't we just all get along?
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from, Gardner.
It's a Rodney King moment, man.
I just like to roast
I get along. I get along with the political. Close, fine.
No, I just mean the outro, not with you guys. You know, yeah. But
I can get along with the politicos. I do. I've hung out with the politicos.
Every time somebody calls in, like every single time someone calls in and has some suggestion that has to do something to do with politics, you pipe up and say, "Well, I don't see what the point of that is." Politics.
We gotta give Ian his due. He has participated. He's gotten up there, so he's seen both sides of the track. I think he's just tired of it and doesn't want to do it. But that doesn't mean that he's hypercritical of people who do it. He's just
it sounds hypercritical to some
but
extent.
But 99% of those calls that you're talking about are always people talking about some new great strategy to politically take over Washington, D.C. And even you agree with me, Mark, that Washington, D.C. is a lost
cause. As far as I'm concerned, D.C.'s gone. You can't get me too excited about
that. And that's what they're
that.
All calling about. One of them calls and says, "We need a real third party." Or the other one says, "We need to take over one of these parties from the inside." Or, you know, "We need to demand all the debate, you know, the debates be opened." Or, "We need to blah, blah, blah," whatever it is that they're going to do. Oh, we need to go and have a protest.
See, I merely think that saying that it's a blight on the liberty movement, that has nothing to do with Ian or anybody, but that approach there, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know, man. You know, I know some people do good work on both sides.
Well,
I agree with you on that. Yeah. However, the sort of the nature of talk radio is that I might not have ever read the email if he hadn't said blight.
Yeah, good point, man. Absolutely right.
Sure. Yeah. Look, the suggestion that I'm getting so far, and we've barely even gotten into the email, but the suggestion seems to be that non-cooperatives are somehow a problem in the liberty movement. I mean, how exactly is that?
I don't know. I don't know what the problems
what
are.
What is his critique?
Okay. The non-compliant anarcho-type libertarians think that if they don't comply with the government, then somehow government will go away. Yes, if you get a tumor and you don't get it treated, it doesn't mean it goes away. If you bury your head in the sand, it doesn't mean that the problem will go away. If you don't vote in an election, it doesn't mean that there isn't government. But a non-compliant anarcho-type libertarian will say that there are things, say there are ways and means other than engaging with the political system to achieve the betterment of individual liberty. Yes, civil disobedience is a worthy tool, and I do think of the suffragate. What's this word mean?
Suffragette.
Suffragette.
Yeah.
What's that word mean?
You, the suffragette idea? Movement, you know, yeah, for getting the women's vote.
Oh, I see. Women's suffrage. Gotcha.
The only reason I learned is because of David Bowie's song.
So. Okay. I'm not familiar. I'm glad you benefited. they threw themselves under horses to get a vote for women, but it was a parliament which eventually ratified the bill to give women the vote. I think the civil rights movement in the U.S. in the 1960s, but yet again, it was Congress who ratified things in the end. Sure, mass protests can give impetus and momentum to issues, but it's the electorate and government which eventually ratify things. This becomes the realism that people want. The realism is people want government. Of course, non-compliant anarcho-type libertarians think that because they don't want government, then that means everybody wants the same. Not sure that they think that.
No one has ever suggested that. Look, it's just that we want to live life as free people. If the rest of you people want government, then you can have all the government you want. Just leave us alone. That's all.
Yeah, I think there are a number of assumptions in the email, but it does provide some grist for the mill, saying that all anarcho-capitalists think this way or want this or want that. I mean, it's quite varied. But what it does is it makes me think, Mark, about how at a certain point, you can say to yourself, I don't get in schoolyard fights because I don't go down in that playground area where everybody fights. But what if they bring the fight to you? What if you're thrown in there? Then what do you do? What if you're thrown in the boxing ring and you're the anarchist type and you don't want to participate in this, but you know that by doing nothing, you're going to get the crap beaten out of you or somebody you love is going to do it. What do you do? Do you just sit back and say, I'm not participating? Or do you say, I'm going to participate, sort of have to push my principles to the side? And then at what point does that stop? Because that can get to the point of having to say, well, I'm going to have to bite the bullet and vote for the least of all evils and go with John McCain.
I will not vote for evil.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the point where I don't even want to vote anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to.
I mean, I would really have to be, there's a certain point at which I'd really have to be motivated to get to in order to actually go and vote. A candidate would really have to be super. Like a Mary Ruart, I'd go out and vote for Mary Ruart, no problem. Because I know that Mary Ruart would not ever endorse violence being enacted upon me or my loved ones. I get so tired of hearing these politicos hand-wringing and whining because there are people out there that don't believe that liberty will be achieved in the same way that they believe it. And I don't complain about the politicos. I say good luck to them. If they think they can do it, good luck. I hope they have some success. I hope, you know, it seems to be working out to some extent here in New Hampshire for them. And so I give them encouragement, and I just say, I'll be here with open arms waiting for you on the market-based activism side when you finally get burnout and tired of all this political activism. But it sounds like he is really complaining to me.
I don't hear what you're I don't hear what you're saying there, that he wants you to act exactly the way he wants. What he wants, and
but he's talking about
what I'm getting out of the, what I have gotten out of the last few weeks of the calls on the air and when somebody talks about politics is that you poo-poo politics to the point that it doesn't even sound like you even care about politics on a local level. Like you wouldn't even, working.
No politician has jurisdiction over me.
I understand that they don't
consent
over you, but if you really did encourage people in politics on, say, a local level, then you'd encourage people in politics on a local level. You don't. You say, where I'm at in my life is I think that the non-political action's the best thing, and market-based, protests and that kind of nonsense.
What's wrong with me saying what I think is the best route
because
to liberty?
It doesn't sound like you're acknowledging those people at all.
I say almost every single time, good luck, I wish you the best, I've tried that, and I'll be over here waiting for you when you're done. I said it every single time.
You can
just because they don't want to hear it, that's their problem.
I don't hear it either.
You can see, Mark, with the email, though, I mean, you've only gotten through a few of the paragraphs on it, and both Ian and I are responding, like, pretty vociferously here. And it's a very interesting, a very interesting sort of hidden disagreement within the libertarian movement, if people aren't familiar with the liberty movement,
anarchists. There's not very many of them.
Well, the classical liberals versus the anarchist disagreement. And when I first learned about it, I thought, oh, well, this think tank is more in line with this. And I didn't know anything about all that stuff. And I started to learn about it and thought, to each his own, I suppose.
It sounds to me like he feels threatened because, as you said, Mark, there aren't very many non-cooperatives out there.
I think he feels unacknowledged.
I want you to – can you forward forward that to me so I can take a look at it, because I had to do some technical stuff during some of it, so I don't know if I heard quite everything that he said, and I'll review that here in moments. We'll continue with the rest of it. It's not done yet, right?
That's correct.
We'll continue with that. We'll take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there from the front page of the website. Enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Now you can purchase knobs, pulls, faucets, sinks at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% off your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internkanobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at internobs.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. I'm looking at this email. It's fairly lengthy, so I'm going to interrupt it, and we're going to take some phone calls here right off the bat. We can continue with this vitriolic email attacking people like myself who are not interested in playing in the little political game that the gangsters calling themselves government have set up for us to play around in. I spent several years of my life engaging in that process, and I've come to the conclusion that is a waste of time and energy, just a general waste of resources all around. I do agree that the politicos in New Hampshire have had some success. They've managed to stop a few advances of tyranny and even roll back here and there some stuff, and they're getting organized, and they may actually have a chance, and I've acknowledged that time and time again on this program. So I think this guy is just only hearing what he wants to hear, and he's not hearing me give praise and credit where credit is due.
And by the way, yes. I should just mention before we go, success breeds its own energy as well in the political world. So if you see the smaller successes, you get more people to jump in. They have to expend less effort because they got momentum, they get more PR, they get more media attention and things like that, and everybody's just in a generally better mood. And it's tough when you're on the losing side so often to just continue battering your head against the wall.
Let's continue here and go to the phones, and we'll get back to the email if we get a chance here. First, let's talk to Michael in Florida. You are on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Michael?
Well, I've been listening to what you get with what's been saying, and I agree to you to an extent, Ian, about the whole political system and the process of voting. But actually, two things I want to bring up real quick. Well, how do you feel about when a particular state has a ballot initiative that can affect individual rights, like here in Florida? I think I called back a few weeks ago, told you about Florida's marriage amendment to protect marriage or the sanctity of marriage or whatever.
Okay.
Well, I just wondering, how do you feel about if voting for that? Would that be something that you feel people should go to the polls for, or is that also about as useless as voting to either Obama or McCain?
Well, I think that pretty much from what I've heard from the non-compliant market-based protest kind of folks is that just about all of them agree that when you're voting on an issue in particular, that it's not an initiation of force against anyone. So just about everybody mm-hmm. can agree there. Whether or not people think, at that
some
point,
of them don't agree with voting.
Yeah, even on an issue.
And
I've never
people,
heard anybody.
Some
say,
people I've heard some people say, well, look, if I'm in the 51% majority, that means my opinions are going to be or sweeping somebody else. And I say, yeah, but if you're voting for a negative to stop your neighbor from getting messed around with, then that's okay. But they don't see it the
mm-hmm.
same way. Yeah. It's weird.
Well, as far as I can tell, that especially when it's an issue, but I don't have any problem voting for individuals either. It's not useless. No.
Mm-hmm.
Did I answer your
okay.
question?
Well, something else I wanted to share with you guys that I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
A few months ago, and I'm only sharing this now because I was getting ready for a trip to Chicago. I'm looking up our dog's vaccination records for the kennel.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember an incident going back to right about June, where a guy was coming around on a Saturday afternoon. He knocked on our door, and he said he's with Pinellas County Animal Control Center.
Uh-oh.
And he wanted us to show, my partner and I, to show proof that our dog and cat have licenses. And I'm asking him, who are you? And he tells me he's with Animal Control. And I'm asking the guy, okay, where's your authority coming from on this?
Mm.
And granted, this is before I even started listening to Free Talk Live.
Okay.
And he says, well, we're going around, and I ask him, that's not my question. Where is the proof you have the authority to ask for this? And it's like, well, this is where, if you don't show up, we're going to have to cite you. And I said, you have, like I said, you can do what you want, but you've shown me no proof that I need to show you any kind of evidence. Because I had it. I didn't have to show it to him.
Mm-hmm.
My partner, he got him, he took care of him. He got him licensed. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, one of these days, they're going to send me some ticket or something like that. And months gone by, and I remember the guy, he was so flustered because I didn't show him this paperwork that this pet Nazi was looking for or whatever.
Yeah.
And he comes by, and it was so funny. I'm looking up the thing, and I'm remembering, oh, my goodness, I got to share this with the guys from Free Talk Live.
It's great.
Well, it sounds like it's a violation of the Fifth Amendment as far as, I mean, who is this guy to come to my door? Get out of here. He doesn't have a warrant. You can't see these pieces of paper without a warrant.
Yep, and now you know not
if
even
if you
want to
know, you can go look it up in your little computer or something.
That's a great point, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So it's like, I mean, we take care of our pets. I don't see why I have to show these guys any kind of paperwork on this. And so, but he was so flustered, I started talking about, you know, that's the fact that I'm consenting, and I guess every person he knocked on the door either said, no, we don't have any pets, or, oh, here you go, sir, here's my dog.
Sure.
Show my dog and cat or whatever. Or,
well, most
like,
people believe.
Too. Here, I'll show you that, too. You know?
Yeah, most people are very obedient.
Is that afraid of bureaucrats?
No, they're just obedient to the idea of authority. I mean, they feel like, yes, fear is certainly the number one factor. There's no doubt about that. But anybody that appears to be authoritative will get the desired response that they want from their victims. And in this case, people will jump right through.
You remember the story in the McDonald's where they some prank caller managed to get some manager to have some associate strip down into her underpants and do jumping jacks or something
over the phone.
Just by claiming to be a cop.
Yeah.
So,
It is weird, too, how the government officials, after a while, they just assume that they've got this power. I think many of them don't even think that they're forcing anybody to do something. They just think, well, this is my job, and then I go and I do this, and everybody accepts it, and this is how we do it.
Yep.
They don't even think about the parameters of the Fourth and Fifth Amendments, like Mark brought up. And
they probably never read them.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, at the time, I think about the Bible and Zacchaeus looking for Jesus. He was a tax collector. People used to stone tax collectors 2,000 years ago. I mean, how far have we slipped?
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic. Michael, any other thoughts?
Just one last thought, I promise. Be the last one. I was thinking about, could listen to a podcast where you gentlemen bought the story from an affiliate in Denver, Colorado, that's showing this detention facility for the protesters.
Yes, the concentration camp they built for people they're planning on arresting.
Camp. Well, I thought about this after I listened to the podcast, and I thought, what if they wanted the press to know about this in effort to scare off potential protesters?
Interesting.
I think to some extent that's what they wanted. I mean,
they claimed they wanted to keep it secret. It's a good point and something to think about. And Michael, I thank you for the call. You had said, Mark, that he'd asked me the original question about issues voting.
Yeah.
As I said, to answer it, I am not completely over the idea of voting. I'm, you know, like 98 or 97% pretty much done with the whole concept. But if you can vote in a way that absolutely doesn't in any way endorse the use of force on your neighbors, I don't see anything morally reprehensible about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue this discussion here with this email that started things out, and it's got a ways to go here, about how people like me, who are advocating not complying with the system, advocating peaceful evolution, moving on beyond participating in this little game they've set up for us to play, which is a losing game. There's very, very few ways to possibly win it because they made the rules. He's upset at me and people like me. So we'll get back to that. I think Dennis is on the line in New Hampshire, someone who considers himself a political anarchist. I'm sure he's got some comments for us as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a story. You wash your car. How long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Over 375,000 posts for you to surf around through. There's a lot to talk about there, from fun stuff to serious issues. You will find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Dex-C20 is a natural appetite suppressant, enabling people to eat far less and still feel full. Users report that they eat the same foods, but just less of them, and without feeling hungry. They also report feeling more energy without the jitters. And it's totally, I'm so sensitive when it comes to caffeine. But I don't feel anything taking this diet pill, Dex-C20, and I've lost 4 pounds. I recommend, I'm recommending, as far as I'm concerned, Dex-C20 works for me. You can get it at most major retailers, and it's also at diet.freetalklive.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. We started the show out. Mark, you had an email, and apparently it went to you as well, Gardner,
yeah,
but not me, about how it is that people like me are a blight on the pro-liberty movement in general.
Well, I think he's indicting all what he calls non-compliant anarcho-types.
Yeah, people like me.
To some extent.
Advocate not complying with the system as the most effective, what I believe and what many who are like me believe is the most effective way to achieve liberty in our lifetime, to continue to use that cliche, because I think it works.
Yeah, I think it's a good one.
And
I'm interested in that.
Yeah, and that's the conclusion I have drawn after years of activism involving the system, being in the system, you know, doing everything from running the Libertarian Party to actually campaign managing a couple of political campaigns. So to say I haven't been in there with my nose in the thick of it is not the case. And he's not, I don't think he's claiming that. He's got the same sort of attitude that
that you see from the people who are in the Libertarian Party that they express about those who've left.
You know, you brought up something. As you were saying that, I'm thinking in my mind, just very silently sort of echoing in my head, like, you know, this is the sort of argument that I've seen so often in the libertarian pro-liberty movement for so long that is such a waste of time. You know, it's like,
to even have the argument, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah. It's like, you know what? I mean, it's an interesting, it's an engaging intellectual abstract argument of principle versus action. Where do you draw the line? Are you hard? I'm going to challenge your principles. This sort of thing. But you know, when it comes down to it, I don't know. Maybe people try to do it to convince one another, or maybe they feel like they've been slighted in some way on one side or another.
I think I think it's both of those. Because if you read some of the posts, let me set the stage here, and then we'll continue with the phone calls. But as you may know, if you listen to the show or if you've been paying attention to the Libertarian Party, and I'm not a Libertarian Party member, I revoked my membership a few months back. I revoked it before they had their nominating thing that they did at the convention for the presidential candidate. But during that nomination situation, they had a few different candidates up there, one of whom was Dr. Mary Ruart, who I absolutely love. I think she is one of the best pro-liberty communicators out there on the planet right now. She's the author of Healing Our World. It's one of my favorite books.
Man,
it's just one of the best, most communicative, understandable messages of freedom that you can possibly hand somebody in book form. Highly recommend that. But she was running for the Libertarian Party's presidential candidacy this year against Bob Barr. This guy is a former House of Representatives member in the United States Congress. He is a former Republican, but I think he still considers himself a Republican. Anyway, this guy was one of the biggest drug warriors in Congress. He's, you know, just another run-of-the-mill statist. And in fact, the Libertarian Party actually made a concerted effort back in 2002 in Georgia to get Bob Barr to lose that election. So the same guy the Libertarian Party kicked at, you know, was spending money to try to get kicked out of office, they now have nominated him to their presidential candidacy. And it's because the Libertarian Party has been infiltrated over the past decade by these neocons or these conservative lights that want to come in and take over the party so they can have their conservative party back, since the conservatives have been taken over by the neocons completely. And the Libertarian Party is not a conservative party. It's not a conservative light party, or at least originally it wasn't. The original intention was to have the Libertarian Party be in existence to spread a principled message of freedom. The idea that it's wrong to aggress against your neighbor, and supporting aggression against your neighbor it's wrong.
And Mary Ruart has been one of the greatest proponents of sticking to that principle. And
right.
In her book, you're absolutely right. The book is wonderful, and all the things that she said have I've never found a quibble with anything. There might be something out there that I'm missing, but she's just been phenomenal.
But she lost
the
nomination.
Lost.
And after that, a bunch of people decided to leave the Libertarian Party. Now, I left before the nominating process because I felt the winds blowing. I knew what was coming. And I'd seen evidence for years. And the Bob Barr thing was just the icing on the cake or the straw that broke the camel's back. The Libertarian Party is done for. And they have contributed to ruining the term libertarian, as far as I'm concerned. But what you saw from the people that were still involved in the party, as far as their response to people like me and others leaving, I don't know if Angela Keaton left, a number of people in the Libertarian Party have left, and their response is, well, you're just a bunch of quitters. Yeah, you guys are ruining this for us. Hey, we got the chance to get the most votes we've ever gotten at any time in the Libertarian Party's history, and you guys are just walking out. You're ruining it for us.
Yeah, I don't
this
have
is
any
the attitude.
I don't have any. I disagree with that particular attitude, and I don't know that I'm not getting that impression. What I'm getting the impression from this particular email is this guy is saying that, look, I feel like a second-class citizen. I feel like you're not acknowledging the importance of people that want to do political action and the work that they're doing on your behalf. He's saying that in the women's suffrage movement, it was Congress or whatever that managed to finally get women the right to vote, not the women throwing themselves in front of the horses.
And I think Mark and Ian, one of the problems that is endemic in this whole thing is that you've got principled people who do not believe in the aggressive use of force, and you have a political party, and the political party is designed, it's either designed to be a promoter of the ideology, in that case it's not a political party, it's an ideological party, or it's there to try to win seats and gain ground to try to reduce the size of government and get more towards the principles those people espouse. But the problem is there's a barrier that can't seem to be overcome, and I think many of the people who are participate in politics will acknowledge that the anarchists have a problem with this. It is this. And I'll give you an example. We're thinking about going out to see Ron Paul's big deal over in September. I have a lot of anarchist friends who say, yeah, you know, but I feel a little bit uncomfortable going out there because even if Ron Paul were to win for the presidency, I don't believe the presidency or the government of the United States is set up legitimately because it still has to coercively take someone's private property in order to perform even the most basic task that the Constitution supplies. So there's this problem, there's a paradox within the Libertarian Party, and that is you've got the anarchists who don't participate on principle because they say government itself runs counter to my principles. It forcibly takes money even for its most basic police protection services. And so they won't participate. But the other people say the only way we can get closer to what you want is if we do participate in this system.
And I think that's certainly the fundamental disagreement here. That's the claim that he's making is that, well, we still need you guys working in the political system so we can change things. So it's still that same indignant, hey, wait a minute, our ranks are shrinking. You can't go over there. Don't do that. And so he's getting very upset. He says he wants to hit back and hit hard in his email at people like me, who he claims are now a blight on the pro-liberty movement. And that I can't agree with that. How on earth could we be considered a blight? And he gives the example of the women's suffrage movement and how, you know, they threw themselves, but it was the political people that made the changes. But those are what those folks wanted. They wanted political change. They were doing those actions in hopes that the political situation would change. Whereas people like me that just want to non-cooperate and live free, we don't give a damn what happens politically. We just want those people to leave us alone. So if they want to go and write laws and stuff that tell them to leave us alone, well, that's their business. That's not what we're pushing for. We just want to live free. Leave us alone. How is that a blight? How does that in any way negatively affect what you are doing in your little political game? 1-800-259-9231. We'll talk to somebody here who is in the political world and considers himself an anarchist in moments. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word.
Hangover.
I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get
hangovers.
Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drink and Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
Ian Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live, then you can help support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whether you're buying Gardner Goldsmith's excellent book,
hey,
Live Free or Die, which is available through Amazon, or you're buying some groceries or whatever it is that you're purchasing in over 41 categories to shop, you'll feel good because you're getting the products you want at a great price delivered to your door, and you're helping Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And to learn more about Guard's book, can I go to libertyconspiracy.com?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. Thanks. And just to let people know, if they do go over to Amazon, I'd love to see more reviews over there.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It would be great to see even more people picking it up. I want to beat Garrison Keillor on the list. So if you've got a copy, get another copy or something and give it to a friend. I don't make much off each book, but it would be great to see it going up the rank.
It's about getting the ideas out there.
Right on. And leave a review. And I'd love to hear that.
Good suggestion. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue the conversation that was started at the beginning of the hour about one of these political libertarians, I guess, that's very upset at the fact that people are just deciding to drop out of the political system, become non-cooperative, anarcho-capitalists, or voluntarists that are just not interested in playing the political game anymore. And it's very upsetting to him, and he wants to strike back. He wants to hit back and hit hard. But first, let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire, who is someone who actually calls himself an anarchist, but at the same time involves himself in political action. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first I got to say, I am so psyched that Guard is on the show. I am a huge Guard Goldsmith fan. I'm a member of the fan club. I got the Guard Goldsmith compass with a needle that always points to the G. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Dennis. The check's on its way, all right, buddy?
All right. That, you know, we talked about the price ahead of time. And I think these people who are annoyed with people like Ian and Russ and Kat and all of that, people who don't get involved in politics, I think it's literally the exact same psychological response that you get from people when you challenge their beliefs. It feels like they're challenged personally, and you get that fight or flight response
mm-hmm.
that is just irrational. And there's no way around it. It's irrational.
Well, and I think there's a rational factor in that their ranks, they may feel as though their ranks are shrinking. Like, you know, oh, no, you can't go to New Hampshire from where you live. That'll take away from our action here. Or, no, you can't leave the Libertarian Party. You're being a quitter. Or, no, you can't leave political action entirely. How are we ever going to get anything done?
Well, I've come to really appreciate this. If there's one thing that really pisses me off as a person who spends a whole lot of time doing activism, it is anyone telling me what activism they think I should do. My first response is, why the f*** did you not do that?
Yeah.
So, you know, either lead by example or get out of the way. And so I got a question, one for Ian and one for Guard. So, Ian, you talk about...
Here's my damn question.
Here's a straight-up question for you. The former president of the Free State Project is running for state rep in your city of Keene. Do you plan to help him out in any way?
You talking about Varen?
You got it.
If Varen will sign the small government pledge, he can count on my assistance.
All right.
If he hasn't signed it yet, we should all just beat him up. And I mean physically, yeah. I mean we know where he lives.
But that's what I'm saying. I've got this very, very high level of, criteria that people need to pass in order for me to even give a flip about what they're doing. And I'm pretty sure Varen would be somebody that would sign the small government pledge. And for those that don't know, the small government pledge essentially says that I do not support increasing the size of government. Every issue, every time, I will vote to decrease the size of government. Not to keep it the same size, but to decrease the size of government. So, you know, but last time we had an election season, the only person that was willing to sign that thing was my own girlfriend, Julia. Now, Varen wasn't in the running at that time, so hopefully he will get on board with that.
Yeah, you know, it'll be a lot of fun. Oh, sorry, Dennis. Go ahead, Betty.
Well, I was just going to say, part of the hard row you hoe when you're in Keene is just that your politicians there's so few good ones to choose from. It's everybody else in New Hampshire goes, oh, God, you're in Keene, it must suck, politically speaking. And, you know, I'm very glad that at least Varen, for example, is politically active and running, and that's groovy.
I suppose you can look at it in a positive light. It just allows you to stand out that much more, right, Dennis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you had a question for Guard?
I did. I have a question for Guard. So I am so screwed up on the U.S. Congress. Here's my moral dilemma.
Okay.
The current guy, there's two congressional districts in New Hampshire. The current guy that Concord, et cetera, has sent to Washington is a member of the Communist Party, calling himself a Democrat. His name is Paul Hodes. Okay. Now, this guy just is bad.
Oh,
I mean, to say he doesn't represent me is an understatement.
Yeah.
Now, there's a bunch of Republicans that are trying to unseat him, none of whom I consider anywhere near as bad as Hodes. They all at least move their mouths, well, three out of four of them, move their mouths to say the words smaller government.
Yeah.
Every one of the three that I would think of voting for has a serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. One of them is this guy Clegg that I know that you know, who does not understand the free market period.
No.
Another one is a guy who really is into the free market, Bossy, and he wants to throw anyone who smokes pot in jail, so I can't vote for him.
Jeez.
And then there's this lady named Jennifer Horn who gets it. I mean, she keeps a copy of the Constitution in her purse at all times. I just love it. Mm-hmm. And she's one of these people that wants a constitutional amendment to prevent same-sex people from getting married. So I can't vote for her either. So.
And also she thinks that sensible gun control is okay, wink, wink. Sensible, whatever that means.
Yeah, so here's what I'm left with. I almost feel like not voting for someone is, in a way, giving sanction to the extreme evil person that I think will win if I don't vote.
Yeah, excuse me. You know, Dennis, I'm in the exact same boat, man. You've got one oar, I've got the other, and we're traveling in a straight line towards oblivion because it's a very difficult question, and the only way that I think I can feel comfortable, and sometimes I have to tell you, sometimes on a whim I've been in that situation and I've been in the ballot box and I say, you know what, I think I'm going to do this. And then I end up doing that and I have to sort of rationalize it later, my vote or something. I have to say, Grant in particular, Grant Bossy, is a friend of mine, and he asked me if I was going to be supporting him. And I said, most likely not, because there is going to be a Libertarian candidate I'll be supporting if I do support anyone. And, you know,
is there going to be a Libertarian candidate?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I checked the Secretary of State's website for the for the full election, it's easy. I'm voting for the Libertarian. That was easy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So why are you even worried?
But there's a primary.
The primary, I'd have to go probably with Grant Bossy because he's the least of all
evils. I feel
like
we're getting too New Hampshire-based at this point.
Yeah,
so,
well,
I mean,
we'll
the issue was like, you know, what
the
do you
Bossy,
do
the Bossy guy is the one who would put all the drug people in jail if you're going to vote.
You want me in jail, and I cannot – I told him this point blank, look, you want me in jail, I cannot vote for you.
What did he say to you?
Oh, well, you know, we agree to disagree. And then, of
what
course,
a jerk.
Old, no, we're not agreeing to disagree. We're agreeing to disagree, and you want me in jail.
Yeah,
exactly. What a low life.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, Dennis. In the primary, you have a little bit more room to be experimental, although your vote could have long-term real consequences if someone for whom you cast a vote ends up getting into the office. Going up against an incumbent like Paul Hodes, you can sort of fudge your calculations a little bit and say, well, you know, it's unlikely that the Republican could win at all. I don't know. To me, I wouldn't give my sanction to any of them. I don't think I could do it.
You have the word from the LG Grande. Thank you, Dennis, for the call, and good luck with your decision. 800-259-9231. I figured out a way. Mark, you can go ahead, but I'll share something about this whole conflict.
You want me first? I'm not just talking about that particular conflict. I understand where Dennis is coming from in this particular area because, you know, you sort of battle with yourself. For instance, here in New Hampshire, we have one of the best scoring on the RLC's charts of the senators, Sununu. But, man, when he drops the ball, he drops it really big. He's pro-war.
Yeah.
You know, and several
vote
other
for the
issues.
Patriot Act,
Patriot Act, wiretapping, all that other good stuff.
Sure.
You know, got to get them tourists. And those two things are very important to me. So I don't know what to do with this guy. I won't vote.
I mean, it's a federal government level, first of all, and I've already said I don't think that anything can be changed there. So really, does it really matter if it's so-and-so versus so-and-so?
A lot of those thoughts go into your calculation, I think, Ian, when you go through this. For example, in that case, in the case of the 2nd Congressional District about which Dennis was speaking, those are all Republican candidates. Grant Bossy is the guy who would put the drug people in jail, mm-hmm. users of marijuana or possessors, whatever. But they all would, actually. All of them
probably
would. And on all the other subjects, he's probably better than all the rest of the candidates. But I still, because of the disagreement, as Mark said, there are some issues that you just can't overlook. Because of that disagreement, I wouldn't be able to give him my sanction.
Well, I decided to ask a question, and I was going to forward this to you, Gard, if you'd gotten back to me, but he hasn't yet.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask a question that I figured would really lay it out there and find out whether or not I could vote for any of these unprincipled people. And my question for him, and I've asked this of the other lady too, Jennifer, my question was, do you support my right to personally secede and withdraw consent from the government? Now, he did write me back on that. I'll share with you here in a moment what he had to say. This may be something you can try with your local political candidates, just to see what they'll say, if they say anything.
If you want to waste your time talking about it.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.